Montel Williams.
22 years in the armed forces.
Retired a lieutenant commander.
On television for 17 years.
Over 3,000 shows.
33,000 interviews.
A best-selling author.
Activist.
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part.
He's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
What is him?
Wind up your radio. It's 6 minutes after the hour, and this is Montel Across America. The keen observer will note that I am not Montel. I am Dr. Demento here in California, sitting in for Montel Williams, who is enjoying a little time with his family. And I know that Friday shows on Montel Across America are called Feel Good Friday. So Montel asked me to kick off your Halloween weekend with something a little bit different, a little bit of dementia. Yeah, I'm the guy who has played mad music and crazy comedy across America for some 39 years. I'm the guy who discovered Weird Al Yankovic and brought Spike Jones and Stan Freberg and Alan Sherman and people like that into modern times. Halloween is always a very special time around the land of dementia. We have two special shows that are all Halloween classics, and I'm going to share some of the great Halloween classics with you today, starting off in a moment with the biggest Halloween song of all time. You can call in and join the show. The number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270, and you can even tweet your request to me on Twitter at Montel Across USA. Okay, the biggest Halloween hit of all time, and one of the biggest novelty records of all time, The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. A wonderful man, very talented man. I had him as a guest on my show several times, and one of those times we had Bobby tell the story of how The Monster Mash came to be.
Well, I was singing with Lenny Capizzi, Billy Capizzi and the Cordials, and we used to do a tune by the Diamonds called Little Darlin', and in the middle, instead of doing the bass baritone monologue in the usual way, I asked Lenny if it would be okay if I did it as Boris Karloff. He said absolutely. I did it, and the kids went crazy.
For those people who aren't familiar with Little Darlin'...
Bump, bump, juari, little darlin', bump, bump, juari, etc. And then the middle, the narration goes, my darling, I hold in yours my little hand,
right.
Yada, yada. And of course, I did it, my darling, I hold in mine your little hand, I know too soon that all is grand. And that seemed to work, so the audience liked it. And Lenny said, you know, we ought to do a novelty tune with you doing that voice. So one Saturday afternoon in 1962, we wrote the tune. We took it to the only person we knew in the music business, Gary Paxton, who had sung Alley-Oop as
yes.
the Hollywood Argyles, and after that was Flip of Skip and Flip. At this time, he was a producer, and he said, I want to produce this record. I think it's a hit. And that was it. I went in one Saturday afternoon in May, I think it was, and thought, gee, this will be fun. I can, you know, send it back to the folks back east, and I have a lot of friends who are Boris Karloff freaks. They'll just love this, you know, so...
Turned out there were about 2 or 3 million Boris Karloff freaks.
Yes, I'm not disappointed. I'm grateful.
The late Bobby Boris Pickett, as interviewed on the Dr. Demento show a few years ago. Okay, without further ado, let's let it spin. The greatest Halloween hit of all time, The Monster Mash. Bobby Boris Pickett. With Dr. Demento on Montel Across America.
He did the mash.
now the mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett with Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. That's the Monster Mash, the biggest Halloween hit of all time, a million seller in 1962, and you can buy it again every Halloween. Yes, the Monster Mash. Bobby was kind of a one-hit wonder, you might say, as far as the charts were concerned, but he actually did manage to star in some movies, which is what he originally came to California for, to be in the movies, of course. So he was in a few movies, including one called Lobster Man from Mars, of which I was the narrator. Let's take a call. Let's hear from Matt in New Jersey.
Dr. Demento, what's up?
Woo, woo! Wind up your radio, Matt.
This is crazy hearing you. Am I going to get some werewolf action, little Warren Zevon in the show?
Oh, yes, we will. We're going to get to the werewolves. Woo! In just a couple of minutes here.
Nice. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Stay demented, Matt. Yeah, Bobby Boris Pickett actually went on, besides being in some movies, he made another record that was real big on the Dr. Demento show in the 70s, a collaboration with Peter Ferrera called Star Trek. And that made fun, of course, of Star Trek. That was the first Star Trek-oriented piece to really become a hit on my show. There were many more after that. Okay, we'll be back with some werewolves and even a were-cow. Wait till you hear him moo. Remember, you can call and join the show. The number is 866- 303-2270, 866-303-2270. You can even tweet your request to me on Twitter at Montel Across America. Dr. Demento here. Be right back on Montel Across America. Dr. Demento speaking from California on Montel Across America. This is a talk show. You can join us. The number is 866-303-2270. But this is also a music show, and I'm going to play another one of the all-time haunted hits, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London.
Ahoo!
kind of gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Ooh, werewolves of London, Warren Zevon with Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. Wolves are, of course, the most familiar animal in the were category, but I guess theoretically any animal could be a were animal, even a farm animal like a cow. A song that became very big on the Dr. Demento show maybe a decade ago, and we still get calls for it every Halloween. It's by Flippy T. Fishhead and the Mighty Ground Beeves, recorded in Atlanta back, I think, in the early 90s. Here's Were Cow.
There's a full moon in the pasture tonight. Hangs like a fine and polished pearl, so pure and white. The average guy finds so much beauty in its light. But I'm a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. I'm a werecow. Now I'm stuck. It seemed so innocent when Bossy bit my hand. I was just trying to milk her, but I didn't understand that Bossy really was Pierre the handyman. He was a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. He was a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. By day I worked fields here on my daddy's farm. By night I roamed the neighbor's place in search of corn, chewing my cud and trying to keep my udders warm. I'm a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. I'm a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. The mornings after always make my I know it's hard for them to try and make some sense of finding me naked with my head stuck through a fence. I'm a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. I'm a werecow. Moo, moo, moo. I'm a werecow. I found this gypsy who said she could break the curse. Said that she sympathized with me, but she's seen worse. Said Lon Chaney Jr. used to be a client of hers. She was pretty, wore a real nice dress. She, I was impressed. She asked for money, and I gladly said I'd pay. But when she said $1 million, I swear I was enraged. So I bit that gypsy. Now, well, we're engaged. She's a werecow.
pretty little heifer she is too. These days the sheriff lets me spend the nights in jail, so I won't hurt nobody when the moon turns pale, or end up some entree at the local steak and ale. I'm a werecat. Moo, moo, moo. I'm a werecat. Somebody call a vet. Yeah, I think I'm getting the touch of milk fever.
Poor cow there, and it's a werecow. Flippy T. Fishhead with Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. Give us a call, 866-303-2270. We talk television in a moment. 866-303-2270. Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. Welcome back to Montel Across America. I'm Dr. Demento. What you're hearing is a little different sort of scary from the scary political news you sometimes hear around here. We're celebrating Halloween, and I'm Dr. Demento sitting in for Montel today. Montel is spending a little time with his family. You can join us at 866-303-2270. Sonia in New York, hello.
Hi, Dr. Demento.
Hi, Sonia.
How are you?
I'm just fine. How about you?
I'm good.
All right.
I wanted to request my favorite Halloween television show song from Dark Shadows.
I think we got the real thing here, actually. Thank you for calling, Sonia. Stay demented. Let's cue up the music there. With Dr. Demento, Montel Across America. We're celebrating scary television today. There was a whole lot of that in the 1960s, including two shows that were on at the same time with very similar themes, but very different in their own ways. One was The Munsters. Let's hear the theme from that. Okay, yeah, I'll get to her right after this. This is That's the theme from The Munsters. And one of the stars of The Munsters, of course, was Butch Patrick, who played Eddie Munster. And a few years after that show went off the air, Butch Patrick made his own record to that tune. It went, "Whatever Happened to Eddie?" And he's actually got a newer song out for Halloween, too. So he has continued his career. Sarah, New York, you're on Montel Across America with Dr. Demento. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, I love what you're doing. I have a question for you. Do you dress up for Halloween?
Oh, yes. Of course, I dress up many times. I always wear a top hat and tails. That's my costume, which I'll wear other times of the year, but certainly on Halloween. Woo! And it's got one of those collapsible top hats. Very expensive. They're made in New York City, I understand. And they can fold up into a flat disc, and then they can pop out. That scares people sometimes if I do it right in their face.
Well, I know you're doing a lot of TV stuff, so how about the Addams Family?
The Addams Family, we're about to get to that, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Good.
And stay demented. Yes, one of the greatest TV themes is that for the Addams Family by the late Vic Mizzy. Let's listen.
They're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet, petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
The Addams Family by Vic Mizzy. Vic Mizzy directed the band, and when he found that they didn't have any budget for singers for their theme song for that show, he sang the vocals himself by the magic of overdubbing. The late Vic Mizzy began his career as a Tin Pan Alley songwriter in the late 30s and did that through the 50s. One that he wrote, I remember from when I was a kid, "The Whole Town's Talking About the Jones Boy," was sung by the Mills Brothers. And then he got the commission to write the theme for the Addams Family, followed just a year later by a commission to write the equally beloved theme from Green Acres. After that, he went on to write quite a bit of movie music. Vic Mizzy passed away in his 90s just a couple of weeks ago. I'm Dr. Demento here on Montel Across America. You can join us at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Halloween is many things to many people. But it gives kids a chance to wear funny costumes. Of course, some of the costumes are not as scary as they used to be. I was reading this story in the New York Times just this morning about how kids are being urged to dress in things that are less scary. Of course, weapons are banned in many schools and things like that. Students are being encouraged to dress up as historical characters or delicious food items rather than vampires or zombies. In Texas, a school has issued suggestions for positive costumes for the annual Halloween dance. And at Riverside Drive, a Los Angeles public school, right down the street from the studio where we are, the Halloween parade is being defanged right down to its jagged fingertips, according to the New York Times. I would say people are being more classical and creative and staying away from things like Chucky, said the owner of Shelley's Dance and Costume Wear in Los Angeles, referring to a character in a series of horror films. I think they have enough of that in daily life now, with the movies that come out, which seem only to get worse and worse. And when it comes to dressing up, people don't want to be one of a million vampires anyway. Well, why not? What's wrong with being a vampire? What's wrong with being good and scary on Halloween? I mean, that's the time for being scary. Of course, for a lot of people, it's just a chance. It's an excuse to go out and get plastered and bombed and create mayhem. But what's wrong with just being scary and using your imagination? The original meaning of Halloween to me, which is often forgotten, it's the time when the spirits, the ghosts of those who have departed, come back to hang around with us and to party with us. And there was a song that came back way back, that came out way back in the 1930s that really personifies what I consider to be the original spirit of Halloween, when the spirits of the departed come back to party with us. This is a song about all that, recorded in the mid-1930s by an a cappella vocal group called the Five Jones Boys, and they create a wonderful mood with this piece called Mr. Ghost Goes to Town.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stair. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Ghost Goes to Town, recorded in the 1930s by the Five Jones Boys, and Mr. Ghost will be back among us tomorrow night, who knows where. And so look around the people that you see when you go out tomorrow night. You never know which one might be somebody from the past come back to haunt us again and have fun with you. Our number is 866-303-2270. I'm Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. It's 50 minutes after the hour, and there is nothing wrong with your radio. You've entered the Twilight Zone, and you're listening to Montel Across America with your guest host, Dr. Demento. The Twilight Zone, scary. Happy Halloween from all of us here at Montel Across America. Another one of the greatest Halloween hits of all time is Dinner with Drac by the great John Zacherle. And people, especially in the New York area around the East Coast, know John Zacherle as a radio personality for many years, and also probably the country's most prominent host of horror movies. Many cities around the country have had somebody who has hosted grade B horror movies late at night for the general edification and entertainment of TV watchers. And the horror movie hosts often add a whole lot to the show. That's how Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark, got started out here in Los Angeles. But really nobody to top the cool ghoul, John Zacherle. And he cemented his reputation with a national hit song in 1958. And here it is, Dinner with Drac.
Served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. The waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
Good night, whatever you are. That's John the Cool Ghoul Zacherle with his top 10 single from 1958. That was Dinner with Drac Part 1. Part 2 was the same song, but a slightly toned down version for some of the more timid radio stations of the day. Bobby from Brooklyn, you're on Montel Across America with Dr. Demento.
Hey, Doc, it's Bobby Babuto from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby, I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. Happy Halloween. I'm happy to hear you doing this. This is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it.
I'm too.
I got a question. Is Zachary still around? Because I haven't seen him, crawling out of his coffin or nothing lately.
I believe he is. He is in his 90s, so he's entitled to a restful Halloween, I imagine. But his records go on. He made actually quite a few records over the years, both dramatic and musical. He actually recorded a couple of CDs not that long ago in the 90s, and then you can probably go online and find those.
Well, thanks for the update, Doc. Are you still doing other shows?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, I still do the Dr. Demento show, and I do a new one every week, and you can find that at drdemento.com. And we also offer about 400 older shows, including some Halloween specials, shows going way back to the 70s. And you can stream them on your computer, drdemento.com, and you can also find out lots of resources, lots of interesting things about the artists that I play, Weird Al Yankovic, Spike Jones, and all the rest. DrDemento.com. Give us a visit someday and stay demented.
Thanks a lot. Good for you. God bless.
Why, sure. Okay, Dr. Demento on Montel Across America, celebrating Halloween with you this week. Something special for a feel-good Friday here on Montel Across America. And we hope you've enjoyed our programming today. And by the way, you can call us at 866-303-2270. And you can even tweet your request to me on Twitter at Montel Across America. Dr. Demento here. Happy Halloween. Stay demented. Montel Across America.
Williams,
22 years in the armed forces.
Retired a lieutenant commander.
On television for 17 years.
Over 3,000 shows.
33,000 interviews.
A best-selling author.
Activist.
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part.
He's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
What is hip? Tell me. If you think you know.
What is hip? Wind up your radio and happy Halloween. It's 6 minutes after the hour, and this is Montel Across America. As you may have noticed, I am not Montel. This is Dr. Demento here in California, sitting in for Montel Williams, who's enjoying a little rest and relaxation. And it's Feel Good Friday, so Montel asked me to help kick off your Halloween weekend with something a little bit different, and you can call in and join the show. The number is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. You can even tweet your request to me on Twitter at Montel Across USA. And on the phone lines right now is the man who let us all know that Grandma got run over by a reindeer some 30 or so years ago, a song that I helped popularize. Hello, Dr. Elmo. How you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Demento.
And
you definitely did help popularize that one. If for the 30 years it's been out, you know, every time someone comes up, they say, you know, the first time I ever heard Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, I heard it on Dr. Demento.
Yeah. Well, it did a lot for me, too, and we still play it every Christmas. And, you know, we still even get sequels to it. I just last week in the mail, I got a new sequel, Grandpa Ran Over the Reindeer. It wasn't really terribly good, but it shows the hold that song still has on Americans.
Well, I'm flattered that they still remember it.
Yes, indeed. But you have other holidays to celebrate too, don't you?
Yes, I do. I decided, you know, any one-hit wonder is always trying to scratch out of that hole. So I just recently recorded a whole album of Halloween songs.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that one of those will do well.
Well, yeah. It's a real good album. I understand it's available in some of the finer stores around America.
It is. It's available at Walmart, for sure.
And they can get it online, I suppose, too.
Yes, at my website at DRELMO or Drelmo.com.
Okay. Drelmo, DRELMO.
Yes.
Okay, there's one track that I particularly enjoy because it kind of gets to the whole essence of what Halloween is all about and what being scared is all about. And some of the things perhaps not associated with Halloween are also pretty scary, too. It's called What Scares You? And let's give that one a spin.
What? All right.
Scares you? Ah!
Is it seeing a ghost? Is it burning your toast? Is it meeting a witch? Is it having an itch? Is it seeing a ghoul? Is it going to school?
What scares you? What scares you?
Riding a broom? Cleaning your room? Is it seeing a snake?
Is it baking a cake?
Having a curse?
Or seeing the nurse?
What scares you? What scares you?
Is it playing a vampire?
Having a flat tire?
Watching a mystery?
Flunking your history?
Losing your tooth?
Telling the truth?
Food radiation?
Unpaid vacation? Is it getting a booster?
Petting a rooster?
Wearing new shoes? Watching the news? Eating a veggie?
Getting a wedgie?
What scares you? What scares you?
Is it hearing?
You're fired!
Getting retired?
Receiving spam?
Being called ma'am?
Losing your shirt?
Missing dessert?
Denting your fender?
Changing your gender?
It ain't just that Halloween. I get scared all in between.
But what scares you?
Dr. Elmo and What Scares You from his Halloween album, available most everywhere. Dr. Elmo, what you doing with yourself these days?
Well, I've still been performing, you know, out. I play with a bluegrass band during the regular part of the season.
Hey, all right.
Pardon?
Hey, all right.
Yeah. So, and then when Christmas comes along, I usually go around and try and play at Christmas concerts and do radio and television interviews to continue to enjoy the grandma 15 minutes of fame that I've gotten.
Well, 15 minutes has stretched out to 30 years or so.
Yes, it has. Who would have believed it? I thought it might be popular for a year or two. And, you know, every year on December 26th when the bottom would fall out, I think, well, it was fun for a little while, but that was the end of it. And amazingly enough, a lot of people embraced it and kept on wanting to hear it every year.
Yes, indeed. Well, best of luck with your Halloween album, and you have a bunch of other albums, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And tell them again where to find you on the web.
Okay, it's drelmo.com, or D-R-E-L-M-O, drelmo.com, and also my new Bluegrass album is on up there. It just came out.
Excellent. Okay, Dr. Elmo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Demento, for all the years that you've been supporting me.
All right, stay demented, and thanks for making the music. Dr. Demento here on Montel Across America. You're certainly more than welcome to call in. We have a line open, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. I'm playing some of my favorite Halloween songs through the years, and this is another one that goes quite a ways back. In fact, the subject of this is way back in history. It's all about Anne Boleyn. Anybody remember who Anne Boleyn was? Well, she was the Queen of England, no less, and the second wife of King Henry VIII, and she was also the mother of Queen Elizabeth I. It was in 1525, after he had previously married somebody else, Henry VIII became enamored of Anne and began pursuing her. And in the process of getting together with Anne Boleyn, of course, he had to get his marriage to his first wife annulled, which was very much against the policies of the Catholic Church, which was running the Church of England at that time. And so that was a major event in the history of the birth of the Protestant religion, in particular the Church of England, the Anglican Church. But we move ahead a little bit because Henry became very displeased with Anne Boleyn after she became queen and was married to him, because, though she did give birth to the future Queen Elizabeth I, she failed to produce a male heir, which displeased Henry VIII greatly. And by March 1536, Henry was paying court to Jane Seymour. In May of 1536, Henry had Anne Boleyn investigated for high treason, and she was tried and found guilty, unjustly in the view of many people, and she was beheaded on May 19th, 1536. He was the king. He could do that, and those were different times. Historians view that with a jaundiced eye, as I was mentioning, but the legend grew, and the legend grew that Anne Boleyn's ghost came back and haunted King Henry's castle. But of course, since she'd been beheaded, she had to haunt the castle with her head tucked underneath her arm, and that was the basis of this song.
In the Tower of London, large as life, the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he had the axeman bob her hair. Oh yes, he done her wrong long years ago, and she comes back each night to tell him so. With the red tops underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With the red tops underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She's going to find King Henry, she means giving him what for. Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilled her gore. And just in case the axeman wants to give her an encore, she's got her red tucked underneath her arm. Oh, with her red tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. Oh, with her red tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Along the drafty corridors, for miles and miles she goes. She sometimes catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the queen when she has to blow her nose. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Now sometimes old King Henry throws a spread for all his pals and gals, the ghostly crew. The axeman carves the joints and cuts the bread. When in walks Anne Boleyn to spoil the dew, she holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry cries, don't drop it in the soup. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. One day she found King Henry, he was in the castle bar. He said, are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? Now the heck am I supposed to know just who you are? You got your red tucked underneath your arm. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. Oh, with the red tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour.
With her head tucked underneath her arm, a song originated in the mid-1930s, introduced by Stanley Holloway, the great entertainer who is much later in My Fair Lady, that version sung by Carol P. Weiss. I'm Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. I'll be back with some demented spooky movie music. It's a feel-good Friday on Montel Across America. I'm your guest host, Dr. Demento, celebrating Halloween. Our number is 866-303-2270. Ben from Maryland, you're on Montel Across America.
Yeah, can you play Ghostbusters, please?
Ghostbusters, oh, what a great song. Yeah, that's certainly one that gets the dance floor full every time I play it at a Halloween party. Ray Parker Jr., let's bust them ghosts. Thanks, Ben. Stay demented.
Ghost. can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Theme from Ghostbusters. Dr. Demento here on Montel Across America, tipping my top hat too to Huey Lewis Jr., who sued the people who put out that song over plagiarism. Music from the movies is such fun, and there are so many movies that especially are relevant at Halloween. Of course, there's the gruesome, scary ones that they have now, from the Halloween movies to the Saw cycle, but there are also the ones that are a lot more fun, like The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati, which is actually a mythical movie, and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Nudist Colony of the Dead, which are actually real movies. We love to play the themes from those on the Dr. Demento Show. You know, horror movies are fun not only because they scare you, but also because your lady love or your boy love can snuggle up to you when they get scared together. And that's part of the appeal, of course, of Halloween movies, especially at drive-in theaters. Yes, Dr. Demento here on Montel Across America, and you can call us at 866-303-2270. Tweet us at Montel Across USA. We will salute the late, great Soupy Sales. We have a rare Halloween song from Soupy, and also a little bit of an interview I did with Soupy Sales a while back. As we continue, Dr. Demento, your host today on Montel Across America. It's 34 minutes after the hour on a feel-good Friday. Dr. Demento sitting in for Montel Williams and celebrating Halloween with you all. Our number is 866-303-2270. Steve from Queens, how are you doing?
How are you, Dr. Demento? Good morning. Good to hear you on the radio again.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, woo, woo, woo. Wind up your radio.
I'd like to request a song and maybe ask you a question on your relationship with Weird Al Yankovic and maybe how you got him started in the business.
Oh, okay.
And my song is Time Warp, and maybe your sound guy can put together a collage of songs like Black Magic Woman or Witchy Woman, Werewolves of London, you know.
Well, maybe so.
Out of Hell, I can, you know.
Maybe
pass them
so.
Along to him.
Yeah, all right. We got Time Warp queued up, but let me answer your question about Weird Al. Weird Al sent me a tape that he recorded in his bedroom back in 1976, and I played it on the air. And he kept sending me more tapes, and they kept getting better and better. And then he came out with My Bologna, and that got play lots of other places, and then signed an album deal, did Ricky, and then Eat It, and Fat, and all those great songs. He still continues today. I mean, it's now been 30 years since My Bologna, and I still keep in touch with him. He had a birthday last week, and we talked about that. So Weird Al is great. He's a combination of inspiration and perspiration, and certainly can lay claim to be the great novelty artist of our time. Absolutely. But getting back to Time Warp, you know, a little bit of Time Warp trivia. That movie came out, and it was not very successful at first. In fact, it was so unsuccessful that they didn't even bother to put out the soundtrack record at first. But it started showing up at midnight showings and gained an audience, a very specially devoted audience who would dress up as characters from the film. Of course, Steve, you know that, but Time Warp is a legend in the film business and all the rest of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, of course, but a bit of trivia. When they finally did put out the soundtrack album, I was the guy who wrote and produced the radio commercial for the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack album. And, of course, it comes back every Halloween, and let's spin it right now. Get out there and do the Time Warp, everybody!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet crust. It really does an insane game. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
is nothing wrong with your radio. And no, Montel Across America has not changed format. It's just that it's Feel Good Friday, and Montel is taking a little rest and relaxation time, and he asked me, Dr. Demento, to come in and help celebrate Halloween and play some spooky songs from the Demento archives. We've interviewed a good many people on the Dr. Demento show through the years, and this week we especially remember one who left us not long ago, the late, great Soupy Sales. What a wonderful television show he had. So many imaginative things, from the way he used the swingy jazz music and other pieces of music like Multiplication by Bobby Darin used to be a favorite on that show, and Soupy Sales. He also made some records himself, quite a few. In fact, there's at least two CDs of Soupy Sales around, and one of them has a wonderful Halloween song, which I'm going to play for you, and then we'll bring back some conversations that I had with Soupy Sales. Here's My Baby's Got a Crush on Frankenstein with Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. Soupy!
My baby's got a crush on Frankenstein. She thinks that monster is divine. She says I'd be her Valentine if I had a stiff and jerky walk. If I'd always grunt instead of talk. If I had his look, she wouldn't balk at loving me. A no siree. Another one she digs is Dracula, that old vampire spectacular. To use my baby's own vernacular, his cool, cold-blooded, icy stare, his shiny patent leather hair, the way his bat wings flap the air. Give her a chill, a kind of thrill. The creature from the Black Lagoon makes my baby swoon. She says that she would dig me so much more if I looked a little more like a dinosaur. Well, old Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Crazy, baby.
Well, old Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Oh, I dig you.
Well, that's wonderful. Dig one up for me, too. Blah, blah, blah.
Soupy Sales, My Baby's Got a Crush on Frankenstein. I'm Dr. Demento here for Montel Williams on Montel Across America, and we're celebrating Halloween. Soupy Sales was famous, among many other things, for his dogs that he had on the show, the dog puppets that he had, White Fang and Black Tooth. Of course, you never saw the whole dog. You just saw the paws, and I asked Soupy about that when I spoke with him back in 1992.
The puppet White Fang is the greatest puppet of all time, because that was barring a niche from radio to use your imagination of what the rest of the dog would look like.
Yeah, you only see the paw.
Yes, because if you would have had a guy in a dog suit, it would have been funny.
I'll throw this, and I guess we go to commercial.
But afterwards, that's not that funny. But the idea that, like in radio, that where it's a theater of the mind and you use your imagination, and I always say that radio is the more creative of all the mediums because it is using your mind. So the fact is, when I developed the thing with White Fang, then I said, well, I only want to show his paw. That would leave the imagination of what the rest of the dog looked like, which I just think is a great idea.
Of course, I asked Soupy about the pies.
Not only did I think it was a funny thing, but it was a way to me to end a joke or to get out of a bit, because where you didn't have an audience reaction, it was like a signature to get out.
Right.
You used to use also a lot of seltzer in the early days would accentuate that. Yeah.
You bring any pies today, Soupy, by the way?
No. But you know what was really wild about, because it, up until 1955, you had to use whipping cream or egg whites, because the shaving aerosol can did not come about
until
then. And you couldn't throw a cherry pie or an apple pie or a strawberry because that would just glance off. But then when the Arrow Shave Bomb came in, we started using that because it was easy to clean up because don't forget, custard and whipped cream would sour under the lights and it's sticky. It's like you were wearing mousse all the time all over your head.
Uh-huh.
But shaving cream, you could clean it right off. And if any of them hit you in the throat, you had to clean his tonsils in town.
That's Soupy Sales on the Dr. Demento Show. I interviewed him in 1992. At that time, he was touring the country doing stand-up comedy and had also just released a comedy album. And that's actually a little excerpt from the tribute to Soupy, which is on this weekend's Dr. Demento Show. If you're not near a station that carries the show, you can hear it Monday morning at drdemento.com, and you can also stream audio for more than 400 older Dr. Demento shows at drdemento.com. Coming up, a couple more haunted Halloween hits. We got Zombie Jamboree, and I think we're also going to get to The Mummy, and I have a great trivia question about that song called The Mummy. So we'll be right back. I'm Dr. Demento, Montel Across America. Dr. Demento sitting in for Montel Williams on Montel Across America. And do we have another of my radio colleagues on the phone?
Hey, how you doing? This is Jack Rice calling in from Air America, Washington. And
oh,
I have
the Jack Rice.
Something.
All right.
Yeah, great to hear you back on the air. I'm loving this. I remember you growing up listening. So I'd love to hear The Mummy. Let's face it. Come on. It's Halloween.
Yes, The Mummy. Yeah, that was a hit record in 1959 and still very funny. This is by two guys. They're called Bob McFadden and Dor on the label. Bob McFadden did voices on cartoons for years and years. But my question is, who is Dor? Dor was unknown when this record was made, but he later became quite famous, not for doing Halloween novelty records, but for writing poetry. And he also made a bunch of albums that were considered great make-out music at their time. So if you know who Dor is, who plays a beatnik on this record, give us a call, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Bob McFadden and Dor, The Mummy.
What happens when I walk up to somebody? I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
The people are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Okay, the question is, who played the beatnik on that 1959 record of The Mummy? The name on the label was Bob McFadden and Dor, D-O-R. That might give you a little teeny bit of a clue. The man went on to make albums, some of them with the Mystic Moods Orchestra, and they were very popular make-out music, and many people just would listen back and let the profundity soak in. This man was also famous for writing poetry. Lots and lots and lots of poetry. It came out in little books, which many people found precious. Today, they may well be yard sale items, but anyway, those books of poetry that this man wrote, who played the beatnik on that record, were very, very popular for a long time. He was certainly the most popular poet in America, if not the best, for a good many years. He made one other novelty record, which was under his real name, and that was called Oliver Twist. Nobody's got it yet. We'll play another record, I think. Do we have time to play another record? I think so. Yes. Okay. We're going to play Zombie Jamboree. And if you know the answer, or even if you don't, give us a call at 866-303-2270. This song started out as a calypso in the 60s and was revived by Rockapella, Zombie Jamboree.
Back to back. Belly to belly. Yes, my friend. Back to back. Belly to belly.
Say, it was a zombie jamboree. Took place in the New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree. Took place in the New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island. Some of them were great Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, they got together in Baccarat. They were singing back to back, boo, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, oh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. One female zombie, she wouldn't behave. See how she's dancing out of the grave. In one hand she's holding a quart of rum, the other hand was knocking a conga drum. You know the lead singer starts to make his rhyme, while the other zombie is rocking in time. One bystander, he had this to say. It was a Tuesday, the zombies break away. And they were singing back to back, cool, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, whoa, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, oh, 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 belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. Back to back, everyone we sing. Back to back, and belly to belly, then back to back. One, two, three, four, yeah. What a zombie jamboree. From Times Square to the Statue of Liberty. Uptown, downtown, zombie jamboree. Ooh-ba-ooh-ba-ooh-ba, yeah, yeah. There's the high wire zombie between the world trades. A King Kong zombie on the Empire State. But the biggest zombies, Tokyo to Rome. The zombies who call this city home.
Ha! What they do? Ha!
Back to back, ooh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, oh, oh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, come on, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, oh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. We do the limbo. Back to back, oh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already, yeah.
Dr. Demento here with Rockapella. I'm your guest host on Montel Across America.
Montel Williams,
22 years in the armed forces,
retired a lieutenant commander,
on television for 17 years,
over 3,000 shows,
33,000 interviews,
a best-selling author,
activist,
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part,
he's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
What is hip? Tell me. You think you know.
Wind up your radio. 6 minutes after the hour, and this is Montel Across America. Of course, I am not Montel. I am the commander of the Land of Dementia, Dr. Demento, here in California, sitting in for Montel Williams, who is enjoying a little time with his family. And this is a feel-good Friday, and a very special feel-good Friday, because it's the day before Halloween. So Montel asked me to kick off your Halloween weekend with something a little bit different. You can call and join the show. The number is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. And you can also tweet your requests to me on Twitter at Montel Across USA. We don't usually do this here on Montel Across America, but I want to refer to something in our previous hour. I asked a trivia question. There was this record called The Mummy by Bob McFadden and Dorr, a big hit in 1959. Dorr, the beatnik in the script, was played by, and Steve from Queens got this right while we were away for commercial, Dorr was played by Rod McEwen, the very famous poet, which, of course, is Dorr backwards. Okay, moving along here. Michael Jackson, this is it. Let's see, 20 million in one day. So Michael's body may be dead and buried, but there's still a lot of life in Michael Jackson. And I've got to go. I have not seen that movie yet, but I can't wait to see it. I understand it is quite fantastic. And we have, of course, a Michael Jackson song whose video especially is very much in a mood for Halloween. If you'd like to give us a talk about what Michael's departure means to you, or just chat about that or anything else about dementia or novelty music or Halloween, 866-303-2270. We have a line open. Meanwhile, Michael Jackson.
You try to scream. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Thriller by Michael Jackson. I'm Dr. Demento, sitting in for Montel Williams on Montel Across America. I have a jukebox at home that plays 45s, but it always lifts off right in the middle of the laugh at the end of that song. In any case, we have someone on hold from the Ron Reagan Show, which is heard daily on Air America. It's Ron Reagan himself. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Oh, just great. I understand you have a little bit of a Michael connection.
Well, just a little bit of connection. It's sort of an indirect connection. I'd never met Michael Jackson myself, but my parents actually were neighbors of his, so to speak. They had a ranch up in Santa Barbara years back when my father
was in office. Oh, yeah. I saw so many pictures.
Yes, yeah.
I saw so many pictures of him chopping wood or something like that.
That's right, yes. He was a big one for chopping wood. Not like Michael Jackson. I never saw pictures of Michael Jackson chopping wood, but he did have his Neverland Ranch, was very close to my folks up there in the Santa Barbara Mountains, just north of Santa Barbara. And for some reason, at a certain juncture in my father's administration, Michael Jackson became fascinated with my parents and invited them to Neverland. And they didn't quite know what to make of this, but they went.
Okay.
After a while, they accepted the invitation when they were down there, and it was, and they went up there. I'm not really sure what my father thought of Michael Jackson, but when they went to the ranch, and he invited them into the house, he had that big, kind of entertainment center there, apparently, with a movie screen and all, and he'd have, kids in to watch the movies and all, and the popcorn machine. So he had the popcorn machine going and everything, and gave my parents popcorn and led him into the theater, and there was a video of him performing. And I don't think either one of my parents had ever seen Michael Jackson performing before.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that my father was, as a former performer himself, was very impressed with what he was seeing. I don't think he really got it. He still didn't really know who Michael Jackson was when he got home. But he told me that he was, again, very, very impressed by this guy's performing skills, and as well he might be.
Well, fancy footwork is fancy footwork.
Yeah, indeed. Some very fancy footwork. So that's my sort of limited connection to Michael Jackson, is just having my folks be kind of neighborly friends to him for a while.
All right. Ron, while I got you on the line, I wanted to ask about something else. There have been many satires and spoofs of presidents through the years. It goes with the territory. Of course, the late Vaughn Meader made his whole career doing JFK, and there were David Fry did Nixon. And But I think I received more different spoofs from more different people about your dad than anybody else, imitating his voice. Some of them were admiring. Some of them were maybe a little cruel.
Of course, yeah.
Do you think that your dad ever heard any of the comedy that was done about him?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He and Rich Little used to be good friends. And,
great.
Great mimic, and Rich Little would occasionally perform at events where my parents were, and he would inevitably do my father.
Oh,
and of course,
okay.
My dad is very easy to do. All you have to do is precede anything you say with the words "well." You just say "well" first,
yes.
and then say whatever, and everybody go, "Oh, he's doing Reagan." Yeah.
Well, you do it very well.
Well, yeah, well.
Right.
Must be genetic.
Ron Reagan Jr., heard daily on Air America. Thanks so much for calling, Ron.
You bet, Doctor. Have a good show.
All right. Okay, we got Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and there's a little bit of trivia that kind of links him with Michael Jackson. I'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Dr. Demento, sitting in for Montel Williams on Montel Across America. Tuned to Montel Across America, your guest host, Dr. Demento. You know when they had that wonderful memorial service for Michael Jackson on TV? His casket was there. And I half expected that that casket would open up and Michael would rise up and say it was all a joke. Alas, it wasn't to be. But there was another great performer in years past who would open every show by rising up out of a casket on stage. His name was Screamin' Jay Hawkins. I interviewed him once, and here's what he had to say about that.
It was Benny King's Drifters who sat in my dressing room half that morning of the opening day of the show at the Apollo Theater, March 1956.
In New York City, right?
New York City. Drank up all my booze, because I was a heavy drinker and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Well, after they drank my booze, I says, listen, since you're going on just before I do, I've taken these two little matchbooks and tore off the front cover, bending them even so that you could slide them into the slot and then drop the top lid of the coffin down. Therefore, the coffin will not lock. You can only open it from the outside anyhow. There's no way to open it from the inside because of all the silk and satin upholstery with the big, thick pillows.
Right.
All right, Jay, don't worry about it. Well, 15 minutes later, you could hear the man downstairs on the loudspeaker saying, Drifters, Benny King, 15 minutes before showtime. So they quickly had a last huge gulp water glass, every one of them, except Benny King. Benny King did not drink. I didn't realize that while they were down there singing, I got ready to go on. I didn't realize that laying right there in my dressing room by the main door was those same two pieces of match covers. They never had any intentions on sticking that in the coffin.
Mm.
I just went on downstairs and watched their last number, give them a nice round of applause with the audience. Turned around and walked over, got into the coffin. Me and Henry wrapped a cape around me, reached up and slammed the lid. I remember the curtains open because the drum roll starts when the curtains open. And I could hear the oohs and ahs and what is this and all other type of language that is not suitable for your wonderful radio station. And I knew it was time for me to come out, except that when I moved my hand, nothing happened. Thinking perhaps I had turned in the wrong direction, I moved another hand, and then a foot, and then both foot, and then all feet and all hands, started crying, started cursing, started praying, and got scared because you don't have but 3 minutes of air, and then you're breathing your own air, and that's impossible. So within 3 minutes, you're going to die unless you get out. The thought of dying frightened me so bad I began to kick and thrust my body left, right, up and down. I knocked it off the display stand, hit the floor, it bust wide open. I was in a white tuxedo with tails. I had did number one in the front and number two in behind. And I stood up, forgot to sing. I sidestepped and said to the people, excuse me, I must leave. They're dying laughing because they thinking it's part of the act. These people almost killed me. I forgot to sing Spell. Charlie Thomas was still laughing when half of my fist went down his throat. It took me 7 years before I ever spoke to the Drifters again.
I Put a Spell on You, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Screamin' Jay also told me that when he recorded this song, he was so drunk that he could not remember a thing about the session the next day, but it went on to become his biggest hit. Screamin' Jay also famous for fathering 75 children or so. This song, I Put a Spell on You, of course revived by Creedence and just recently by Sally Kellerman. I'm Dr. Demento, in for Montel Williams on Montel Across USA. Give me a call if you feel like it. 866-303-2270. I'll be back with A Nightmare on My Street and more.
Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
This portion of Montel Across America brought to you by the Living Well Card. And to find out more about that, go to livingwellcard.com. I'm Dr. Demento, sitting in for Montel on this Feel Good Friday celebrating Halloween. We got more haunted hits for you, including the greatest, most popular Halloween song of all time, and got a couple of the runners-up here in this segment. This one, I could ask a trivia question about this, and sometimes I do this for little kids. We're going to play DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and when they're little kids, I ask them who was the Fresh Prince, and sometimes it takes them a little while to figure it out, but way too easy for the rest of you. DJ Jazzy Jeff and his old buddy Will Smith getting together to tell a great Halloween story and one of the nicest early hip-hop records, Nightmare on My Street.
To tell about this guy, you all know me as me scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
"You can't go living now,
and now you must die." Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be
quit. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's my will. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain."
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, "Hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real." I said, "Freddy, pal, it's been an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
Look,
don't
look,
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Street. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I'm Dr. Demento here for Montel Williams on Montel Across America. Our number is 866-303-2270. You know, a lot of people do think of novelty songs as being something of the past, thinking back to the great days of the Purple People Eater and "They're Coming to Take Me Away." Ha ha! Napoleon XIV, still alive and well and living in Philadelphia, where he supervises an agency that books entertainers for old folks' homes, Jerry Samuels, a.k.a. Napoleon XIV. But novelty music still goes on today. Adam Sandler does one now and then. Jeff Foxworthy, Flight of the Conchords, they do some wonderful songs. And there is another place where you can find new state-of-the-art novelty songs. Let me give a shout-out to my friends at TheFump.com. That's the Funny Music Project, T-H-E-F-U-M-P.com. You can listen to and download for a small fee a lot of the very greatest funny songs that have been written over the last 5 years. You can listen free, and there's new material on that site every single day at TheFump.com. Of course, the king of novelty these days, and for most of the last 30 years, has been Weird Al Yankovic, and I have a Halloween themed song here by Weird Al. I can take credit for loosing Weird Al on the world. He first sent me a song on a cassette back in 1976. I put it on the air. He sent me another one. I put that on the air. They kept getting more and more popular, and he came along at the perfect time for MTV. When they first started up, they had Weird Al videos to play, and he made lots more CDs. There's a whole lot of new music by him available online. Just go to weirdal.com, and he's working on another album and another tour for next year. But meanwhile, for Halloween, here's Weird Al Yankovic and Nature Trail to Hell. Montel Across America.
Thank you.
too. So bring the kids along, it's good, clean family fun. What have you got to lose? If you like the 6 o'clock news, then you'll love Nature Trail to Hell. Nature Trail to Hell. Nature Trail to Hell in 3D. Nature Trail to Hell.
Yankovic and his little homage to A Day in the Life at the end of that one, Nature Trail to Hell, from his second album, Weird Al in 3D. What a guy. I'm Dr. Demento. I'm sitting in for Montel Williams on Montel Across America, and I'll be back with the biggest selling Halloween hit of all time and the story of how it came to be in the words of its creator. Dr. Demento on Montel Across America. You're tuned to Montel Across America, your guest host, Dr. Demento. I'm in California, looking across the street at a huge photograph of Jay Leno on the NBC building, which is right across the street from the studios where I'm substituting for Montel today. I'm entering my 40th year as the host of the Dr. Demento radio show, and in all those years, this is one of our very most requested songs. Bobby, Boris, Pickett.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flashed.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash. Dr. Demento here for Montel Williams. The late Bobby Boris Pickett told the story of how the Monster Mash was created a few years ago on the Dr. Demento Show.
Well, I was singing with Lenny Capizzi, Billy Capizzi, and the Cordials, and we used to do a tune by the Diamonds called Little Darlin', and in the middle, instead of doing the bass baritone monologue in the usual way, I asked Lenny if it would be okay if I did it as Boris Karloff. He said, absolutely. I did it, and the kids went crazy.
For those people who aren't familiar with Little Darlin'.
Bump, bump, juari, little darlin', bump, bump, juari, et cetera. And then the middle, the narration goes, my darling, I hold in yours my little hand,
right.
Yada, yada. And of course, I did it, my darling, I hold in mine your little hand, I know too soon that all is grand. And that seemed to work, so the audience liked it. And Lenny said, you know, we ought to do a novelty tune with you doing that voice. So one Saturday afternoon in 1962, we wrote the tune. We took it to the only person we knew in the music business, Gary Paxton, who had sung Alley-Oop as
yes.
the Hollywood Argyles, and after that was Flip of Skip and Flip. At this time, he was a producer, and he said, I want to produce this record. I think it's a hit. And that was it. I went in one Saturday afternoon in May, I think it was, and thought, gee, this will be fun. I can, you know, send it back to the folks back east, and I have a lot of friends who are Boris Karloff freaks. They'll just love this, you know, so...
Turned out there were about 2 or 3 million Boris Karloff freaks.
Yes, I'm not disappointed. I'm grateful.
The late Bobby Boris Pickett is interviewed on the Dr. Demento Show. I've really had a blast here, a guest hosting on Montel Across America. If you want to hear more of my particular brand of dementia, mad music and crazy comedy, spooky tunes and scary melodies, just go to drdemento.com. drdemento.com. Montel Williams will be back Monday, and it'll be back to full press politics with CNN's Ed Henry. Well, like I was saying, this time has just flown by. Thank you very much, Montel Williams, and all of the staff of Montel Across America for giving me the chance to play some of my mad music and crazy comedy for you. Hope to do it again sometime. Till then, stay demented. Bye.